Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jeff Doyle, and you're listening to Bar Reeves Viking Basketball as the Vikings go on the road tonight as they take on the Princeton Tigers. Tonight, I'm going to be joined by Athletic Director, Assistant Principal Aaron Ash. Good evening, Mr. Ash.
Yeah, how are you doing tonight, Mr. Doyle?
Doing good. We have a rare combination tonight. We have senior night, which is not too rare this late in the season, but we also have a homecoming tonight. I don't know I've ever been to a game, have a senior night and a homecoming.
No, I haven't either, and a little dance performance at the JV halftime. So there's been a lot going on tonight. Princeton getting a lot of things taken care of tonight. They had their homecoming got snowed out earlier this year, and they're going to do that during halftime of the varsity game, but they acted like it would not take any longer than a normal halftime, and senior night was very efficiently ran, so no complaints here.
And speaking of kind of a different night, a lot of things going on, we've also had a wedding proposal. Our good buddy Matt Moe, the tennis coach here at Princeton, had a proposal, and I can report she did say yes.
Yes, and I've never seen that between games at a basketball event. Our buddy, we've coached against him, Princeton, several times, and good guy Matt Mode. We'd like to congratulate him and his future bride on a big night for them.
And we do have a very good game tonight as Bar Reeves comes into the contest tonight, 17-3, and Princeton Tigers come in 16-4, although Princeton's coming off a big loss at home, a 19-point defeat to the Jasper Wildcats this past Tuesday night, but this is a very good Princeton Tigers team.
Yeah, like you said, 16-4, their losses are to Evansville Bossy, Castle, Evansville Memorial, and Jasper. The one that stands out is the Jasper loss this past Tuesday on Princeton's floor, so it happened right here. They were both undefeated in their conference, going for a conference championship, and Jasper just really put it to him, 55-36. So Bar Reeves gets to be that lucky team that gets to play Princeton coming off of that loss. So I would expect the best tonight for Princeton as they have a very tough section to prepare for as well.
And this is the first time I've been in this gymnasium, and one that typically hosts a 3A sectional. I'm not sure if they're hosting it this year or not, but a beautiful facility. And our good friend Dr. Harmon is the superintendent here, and I see Dr. Harmon along the way, but just a really good crowd tonight. Princeton's brought out a large contingent, and of course Bar Reeves always travels well, so looking for big things tonight. And Coach Ash, we'll go ahead and we'll get to the prescription for success, the prescription shop, prescription for success. If Coach Ash, if Bar Reeves is going to be successful tonight, what do they need to do?
Well, this team's going to be very similar to Evansville Memorial, the team we played last Saturday night. Very athletic, very long, very big. And I just think Bar Reeves got to take care of the basketball and limit turnovers tonight. Turnovers tonight are going to end up 2 points the other direction. Princeton's going to get out and get in transition on those turnovers. And so often some of the teams we play, if you make a turnover, you have time to retreat back, and that's not going to be the case tonight. So Bar Reeves got to take care of the ball. Even last night I thought we were a little bit sloppy, had some turnovers that were unforced, And if you do that tonight, you're not going to have the result at the end of the game. So taking care of the basketball, low turnovers tonight for the Bar Eve to have a chance.
Okay. You've got it there, the prescription shop key for success tonight, prescription for success, limit turnovers. We're still, both teams went into locker room 3 minutes ago on the clock. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to 95.9 The General. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center, or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. This is Jeff Doyle with 95.9 The General. And tonight, Coach Ash, the Vikings getting ready to take on the Princeton Tigers, but a little bit of action taking place tomorrow as the sectional draw will take place. And, former member of Coach Hughes' staff, how will Coach Hughes approach the draw?
Well, he normally doesn't watch it. He usually waits and allows other people to let him know what happened. He's never really been that into the draw because it's something he can't control, so he tries not to worry about it too much. But, we'll take care of that. We'll worry about it, and we'll look forward to it. We'll watch it. And, this year, you still got to play good basketball no matter what, but the draw can be a factor, definitely, on this year's 1A sectional at Lagodi. So we're excited to see that. Orleans is a new addition. Of course, North Davis has moved up to 2A due to enrollment. And Orleans coming in, and it's going to be a really good sectional.
I think it will be a really good sectional, and I think that the key, you lose a North Davies team that always brings a good crowd, but you bring in an Orleans team that traditionally travels well, and as we were talking on the way down here tonight, that's an Orleans team that's playing really good basketball at this time of the year. So I think you have a very balanced, I think Bar Eve will be the favorite going into it, but you've got three other teams that are very capable of knocking off and be able, besides Bar Eve, to claim that sectional championship.
No, you're right. And Orleans played Bar Eve very tough early in the year. I mean, it came down to the last minute and played Lagodi really tough. And then you have Shoals that is kind of a sleeper and had beat Lagodi early in the year. And, they've got some kids that are very talented as well. So, it's going to be a really nice sectional. Lagodi, of course, is playing pretty well right now. Took Bar Eve to three overtimes just a few weeks ago. So it will be a very balanced sectional, and there's a lot of teams that, if they get hot at the right time and play good basketball in a couple weeks, could climb the ladder and cut down those nets.
And once again, the sectional this year, Bar Eve back down to 1A. The sectional will take place at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, and that will be a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday affair, and hopefully the Vikings will be there all three nights. And we are down to 10 seconds. We're getting ready for national anthem, so we're going to take a three-minute timeout. You're listening to 95.9 The General. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Making tough crop input decisions is about to get a lot easier with H3. It all starts with three proven products, Coron, Nucleus, and Hydricume, each working together to improve fertility, efficiency, and yield. Three steps, one easy decision. H3, a system approach available at your local Coron, Nucleus, and Hydricume dealer. It could be the easiest decision you make all year. Talk to your local Helena Chemical Company experts in Montgomery to learn more about these products.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Welcome back to Helena Acre
helps growers push their yield potential for the greatest return on investment.
The
seed is one of the first decisions you will make, and is the first step for developing your Helena Acre.
Starting at one guard.
The Helena team is ready with the best hybrids and varieties customized for each acre on your farm.
Joining Gabe in the backcourt.
Contact Brad or Brent, your Helena team representatives, to start your crop.
Bryson Graber.
And make the best seed
and
selection
at the
for
other
your
guard,
Helena Acre.
A 6 foot, or a 5'10 junior, Isaac Wagler. At 1 4, a 6'5 junior, Austin Ainscoat. And then manning the paint tonight for the Vikings will be their big man, the 6'8 sophomore, Keegan O'Neill. Coach Ash, I'll let you introduce the Princeton Tigers.
Yeah, and they will go with the three seniors tonight on senior night. One of those seniors, Rylan Stow, a senior guard. The other guard, Nick Albin. Malik Hardiman will be one forward. He is a senior. Steven Wilkerson, a junior forward for Princeton. And Zach Dove will start in the center position for the Princeton Tigers. So again, Zach Dove, Malik Hardiman, Steven Wilkerson, Nick Albin, and Rylan Stow will be the starters tonight.
And as we said earlier, Princeton comes in with a 16-4 mark. And you can help me out. Their losses coming to Castle, Jasper.
Evansville Memorial and Evansville Bossy. So pretty good basketball
team. Yeah,
four
pretty good teams. And then those of you that follow the Sagarin ratings, they have Princeton as a four-point favorite. But then if you add in the home court, which they usually say 2 to 3 points, they've got Princeton as a 7-point favorite. So I think tonight, this is going to be a test for the Vikings, but a good late season game. We had one of these last Saturday, and we showed very well at Evansville Memorial. So another chance for this Viking team to show what they have.
Yeah, and again, next week you've got Wood Memorial coming to town. You've got you know, and you got Bloomfield coming. So you've got some really, really good basketball teams here late in the season that will get you tested and get you ready for tournament play.
And tonight's tip-off is brought to you by Boyd Grain. As we're getting ready for the tip, Austin Ainscoat jumping for the Vikings. And the tip's up in there, and it's going to be controlled by Isaac Wagler, and he'll quickly get it over to Bryson Graber. Princeton's going to start in a man-to-man defense. Ainscoat up top. He'll kick it over to Isaac Wagler. Bryson Graber, Gabe Gladish flares, dribbles. Isaac Wagler dribbles all the way to the hole, and he'll lay it in. Nice move there for Isaac Wagler.
Great aggressive move. Good start for Isaac. Just took his man from the wing, and the lane was opened up, and Isaac made a nice drive and got it up on the glass quick.
And Princeton will get it down low. Double team. They'll kick it out of there. And that is number Wilkerson. Will get it up top, 24. And that is Stow. He thought about a three. Hardiman with the ball. Got it up top, looking for somebody to go to. He kicks it over to Stow. Over to Dove. Dove back to Hardiman. Actually, Wilkerson. And a long three-pointer up and no good for Stow, rebounded by Isaac Wagler, and the Vikings are going to push. It's Bryson Graber gets it across, and now he's going to set up a half-court set. He'll get it over to Isaac Wagler, over to Gladish. Gladish looking inside to Keegan O'Neill. He's guarded by Dove. They'll swing it across to Bryson Graber. Princeton kind of in a sagging man-to-man, kind of laying off Bryson a little bit. They get it inside to Keegan O'Neill. He's quickly double-teamed. Gets over to Bryson Graber, over to Ainscoat. Ainscoat on the dribble. Back over to Bryson Graber. Barry being pretty deliberate into the lane. Bryson picks up his dribble. Keegan, spin move. And they're going to get Keegan for steps on that one. And it will be Princeton ball.
Just got in a hurry there. Keegan made a, looked like a good spin move to start with, and then just kind of shuffled the feet a little bit as he lost his balance.
Yeah, it looked like he stepped on somebody's foot, and that caused him to lose his balance and caused the extra step. Bar even their man-to-man defense. Wilkerson comes off a high screen. He gets over to Stow. Stow looking down low. He'll skip it over, and that's number 30, Albin. He on the dribble. He's cut off by Bryson Graber. Nowhere to go. Albin's going to go up, and he's going to be fouled. They're going to call a pushing foul on Bryson Graber as Bryson had him stop but then gave up the baseline.
Yeah, Bryson did a pretty good job defensively, and Albin was trying to throw it out. And Bryson trying to play the pass coming back out and just gave him the baseline where Albin had a wide open look there for a layup and just missed the shot but did get the foul.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Also, RTC Communications in Montgomery. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw, no good. And Dove on the rebound, and he'll lay it back in. And that's Matt Dove with the first bucket for Princeton, 3-2 Princeton.
Yeah, he just went right around Keegan O'Neill in the free throw lane and got a big, strong rebound and went right back up with it. And Dove is a big boy. He's going to really battle Keegan all night.
Ainscoat thought about a three-pointer. He's going to drive, and they're going to get a foul called on Hardiman. And that's Hardiman's first foul. That's Malik Hardiman, the senior.
Fouls on Princeton's number 42, Malik Hardiman.
And each team with one foul apiece. And Gabe Gladish will trigger the ball inbounds for Barif. He gets it to Keegan O'Neill over to Bryson Graber. They get a cutting. Austin Ainscoat, he's going to lay it in on a back cut. 4-3, Barif.
That's just a good execution on the out-of-bounds play. Good back screen, nice pass, and Ainscoat caught it and got it up quick on the glass.
Barif sticking their man-to-man. Isaac Wagler defending. They get it inside to Dove. He'll go right at Keegan O'Neill, and he's going to lay it in. 5-4 Princeton.
And Dove's just being very physical inside with Keegan.
And you can kind of tell that maybe that, you know, they want to try to get Keegan, maybe draw some fouls, and they're going to go right at him. Bryson Graber thought about a three-pointer. Now he's going to let one fly up and no good. And there's Albin on the rebound. He's going to push it. Barry gets back on defense. Dove thought about a three. He'll get it up top to Wilkerson. He's going to drive on Isaac, and they're going to get a hand check on Isaac Wagler. That's going to be his first foul. We're 4:46 into this first quarter. Princeton leads it 5-4. Tonight's game brought to you by JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. Also, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Princeton gets the ball in. Albin will shoot a three. Nothing but net. 8-4 Princeton. Bryson Graber will bring it across for the Vikings. He'll get it over to Gladish. Isaac Wagler, a flare screen for Gabe. He thought about a three. He'll get it over to Bryson. Ainscoat, he's defended by Hardman. Bryson gets over to Isaac Wagler. Back to Bryson. Ainscoat into Keegan O'Neill. Keegan spin dribble. His shot's up, no good. And here comes Wilkerson on the push for Princeton.
Yeah, Keegan made a nice spin, but he just got too low, too far underneath the basket to get that shot up off the glass.
Hardman gets it over to Wilkerson. Down low to Dove. He's going to go right at Keegan, and it looked like he got away with steps. Wilkerson all the way down the paint. He throws a wild shot up. Bryson Graber comes down with the rebound. He's going to push over to Isaac, and he's going to lay it up and good. 8-6 Princeton. Nice fast break. Great pass there by Bryson Graber, and good job of running the floor.
Yeah, that was a really nice executed transition opportunity. That's what Barrie needs to do as much as they can. Isaac did a nice job getting out, running in transition.
And the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Princeton. And you've got Matt Dove checking in for Harderman. And it'll be ball underneath Barrie's, or under Princeton's bucket. Princeton with the ball. And it will be Albin triggering it in. Wilkerson comes out. He gets it inside to Dove, and he's going to be fouled. And let's see who they get that on. And they're going to get it on Keegan O'Neill, and that's going to be his first foul.
Yeah, and that was Austin Ainscoat was guarding Dove inside, and Keegan came in to help and just kind of slapped down, and Dove's going to get two free throws.
First free throw is up and no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Helena and Montgomery, people, products, knowledge. Also, Thompson's Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. So Matt Dove, normally a starter tonight on senior night, he has to come off the bench. His free throw's no good, but Dove gets the offensive rebound, and his putback's no good, and they're going to get Zach Dove on the over-the-back, but he had a point-blank layup that he just missed, and Barrie dodges the bullet there.
That's the second time that he's just went right into Keegan to get an offensive rebound on a free throw. And that Quentin Yoder's going to come check in for Keegan. I think Coach is going to have a little sit-down there with Keegan, basically telling him that this is going to be a man's game tonight, and you've got to man up and be physical, or there's no way that you're going to have any success.
Ainscoat, let's fly a three. Nothing but net. Austin Ainscoat, 9-8 Barrie.
That was right over the 6'10 Matt Dove. He just did not allow too much room there, and Austin knocks it down.
Wilkerson, let's fly a deep three. Nothing but net. And we're matching three for three. Princeton goes on top 11-9. We're under 3 minutes in the first quarter. Bryson Graber brings the ball down. He gets it over to Gabe Gladish. Gabe's going to drive it. Gets over to Ainscoat. Ainscoat's going to drive. Kicks it out to Quentin Yoder. His 15-footer, nothing but net. 11-11.
Nice job by Ainscoat. I really like the aggressiveness. Driving in, making two defenders guard him, and he made a nice kick out to Quentin Yoder from about 16 feet on the baseline. That's kind of his spot.
And you got Wilkerson on the dribble. Barrie staying in their man-to-man defense. They'll get it out to Stephen Wilkerson. He's going to reset the offense. He goes one-on-one against Gabe Gladish. Gets down the lane. His shot up, no good, but he's able to tip it in. 13-11 Princeton.
That was a super athletic play by Wilkerson. Threw it up. Wild layup, but quickly got up there to get the offensive rebound and tip it back in.
Barrie gets it over to Bryson Graber, quickly inside to Quentin Yoder, and he gets the ball taken away from him, and here comes the Princeton Tigers.
Yeah, Quentin just turned right into the defense there, and defense is able to poke the ball away.
Well, I think what you said, it's going to be physical down low, and you've got to come strong down low if you're going to go. Barrie gets a tip there. That was Bryson Graber, and Isaac Wagler comes up with it, but Princeton regains it, and it is in Matt Dove's hands, and he's going to get it back out to Wilkerson, and they're going to reset. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Princeton leads it 13-11. Zach Dove gets it over to Hardman, and that's Devontae Hardman. Matt Dove out in the wing, guarded by Austin Ainscoat. Hardman thought about a three, gets over to Wilkerson. He's trying to drive on Gabe Gladish, nothing doing. Down to a minute 10, the first quarter. Over to Hardman, Hardman's looking. Gets it over to Albin, his three, up and good. And actually, that's Ryland Stow. And it's 16-11, Princeton Tigers with a 5-point lead under 1 minute in the first quarter.
That's Stow's second three tonight.
Bryson Graber picks up his dribble. He's able to get it over to Gladish. Gladish lets a three fly. Up in nothing but net, 16-14, and the action's starting to pick up, Coach Ash.
Yeah, this is kind of like the Memorial game, just back and forth action. Good, exciting basketball. Both teams making some shots. Pretty physical on both ends.
Wilkerson brings it down. We're inside 30 seconds. Hardeman looking inside to Zach Dove, nothing doing. Stow is going to be called for steps, and Barre's going to have an opportunity to get the last shot here in the first quarter. And Coach Hughes is going to get Keegan O'Neill back in the game. He's going to give Bryson Graber a break. Tonight's game brought to you by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. Gladish gets it into Isaac Wagler, and he's going to walk the ball up. Isaac guarded by Wilkerson. Isaac on the dribble. Gets a high screen from Keegan O'Neill, picks up his dribble, gets it to Quentin Yoder. He gets it down to Keegan. Keegan pump fake. His shot is up and good. And that ties the game up. And at the end of one quarter, Barre Vikings 16, Princeton Tigers 16. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
Potential for the greatest return on investment. Seed is one of the first decisions you will make and is the first step for developing your Helena acre. The Helena team is ready with the best hybrids and varieties customized for each acre on your farm. Contact Brad or Brent, your Helena seed representatives, to start your crop off right and make the best seed selection for your Helena acre. Seed is only the beginning of the value Helena Chemical Company can bring to your farm, your field, your acre. Farmers will tell you Ag Lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag Lime increases root system development, promotes early above ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of Ag Lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. We've played one quarter, Barre 16, Princeton 16. And thoughts on the first quarter, Coach Ash?
That was good action both ways. Both teams made some big shots. Very physical inside. And you're going to see Keegan O'Neill, Quentin Yoder, and then Matt Dove and Zach Dove battling inside a lot tonight. You can just tell Princeton's a very physical team. It's one of those 3A football schools, and that's just how it's going to be tonight. It's going to be pretty tough to get a lot of baskets in that paint area. You're going to have to earn them.
Princeton with the ball. Zach Dove swings it over to Stow. Wilkerson on the dribble. He gets all the way to the lane, and his layup is up and good. 18-16 Princeton.
And that's Wilkerson is just an explosive athlete. Gabe Gladish is guarding him tonight, and Gabe's going to have his hands full. This might be one of the quickest players that Gabe has guarded all year.
And Keegan O'Neill with a nice post move. He gets into Matt Dove, and he draws two shots. Nice quick move by Keegan. That's something I've seen here the last three or four games. He's going a lot quicker on his post moves.
Yeah, and he used his body to shield the defender pretty nicely too, because Dove went up to get a pretty nice block, pretty clean, but he did get him with the body, and Coach Haywood for Princeton's not happy with the foul, but again, Keegan made a nice physical move, good little spin move on the baseline, and definitely got some contact.
First free throw's no good. Keegan gets the second one. Tonight's game brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. 18-17, Princeton has a 1-point lead. We're just 1 minute into the second quarter. Malik Hardeman with the ball. He gets it over to Matt Dove. Swings it over to Stow. Wilkerson up top, looking at a three. He's going to let it fly, and it's up. No good. Ainsco is going to have the ball tipped away, but right into Isaac Wagler's hands, and he's picked up by Wilkerson. He gets it to Ainsco. He'll let it fly. A deep three off. No good. And Malik Hardeman with the rebound, and here comes the Princeton Tigers.
Shot might have been a touch quick there. Austin was sprinting down in transition. Caught it at the top of the key and let it fly.
And there's Ryland Stow with his third three-pointer, 21-17 Princeton.
Yeah, Barry's going to have to make sure they mark him and get a hand in his face.
Little two-man game. Keegan O'Neill steps out past the three-point line. They get it over to Ainscoat. He drives it. Isaac Wagler is going to let fly a three-pointer. No good. And Hardeman with the rebound. And Barreve tips it out. And they're going to say off Barreve. And it will be Princeton basketball.
And Barreve's going to have to buckle down here in the man-to-man. Princeton is making shots tonight. Just a lot of weapons. When they're making threes, they are hard to guard with their size inside.
21-17, Princeton with the lead. Stout gets a high screen, and he'll get it over to Wilkerson. It'll be side out of bounds as Gladish was able to knock it out. And it looks like number 30, Nick Albin, will trigger the ball in for Princeton. He gets it into Matt Dove. Matt Dove to Zach Dove, and he lays it in, 23-17, and Princeton's on a 6-0 run.
It's a nice little side out of bounds play there. They got it into the 6-10 Dove. Had a little cross screen for Zach Dove, and powered it up and in.
Into Keegan O'Neill, his 15-footer's up, no good, but off Matt Dove's hands. Barreve dodges the bullet there because Matt Dove had it all by himself and just went off his hands. It'll be Barreve ball underneath their own bucket. 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Princeton leads it 23-17. Gabe Gladish triggers the ball. Gets it to Keegan O'Neill. Hands it off to Gladish. He kicks it over to Ainscoe. His three is up and good. 23-20. And that's one way to cut into a six-point deficit.
A big shot there by Ainscoe. That's his second three of the night and his eighth point tonight. So a good first half here for Austin.
And Barreve's going to switch to a 3-2 zone first time. Barreve's giving Princeton a look at zone. Austin Ainscoat is at the top.
You got your two bigs on the blocks, Keegan and Quinton.
And they'll get into Stow, and his 10-foot turnaround is up and good. And it's 25-20, and Ryland Stow has proven to be hard to handle tonight.
He's got 11 tonight.
Isaac Wagler gets it in the corner to Gladish, down low to Quinton Yoder. Quinton's shot is going to be blocked. He gets the ball. He picks up his dribble, back out to Gladish. Gladish thought about a three. He was covered. He'll get it over to Isaac Wagler. Barreve resets. Wagler kicks it over to Ainscoe. Gladish has in the corner. He'll get it to Keegan O'Neill. He's guarded by Zach Dove. Keegan will get a high ball screen to Wagler. Down low on the block to Keegan O'Neill. Spin move. And he'll go up and he'll lay it in. 25-22 as Keegan O'Neill gets another bucket.
That's his fifth point. That was a good move by Keegan. Real strong move.
And Barreve's going to stick in this 3-2 zone.
Yeah, and the bottom guys have really got to talk and communicate for these top guys and watch the cutters.
And Princeton gets it to Matt Dove. He gets it down to Zach Dove, and his layup is up and good, and just good ball movement there for Princeton. 27-22. We're down to 4:12 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, just not very good. Not very good in the...
And Isaac Wagler is going to lose the ball, and Princeton comes up with it, and they're going to push the ball up the floor. Album with the ball, and looks like Barreve's going to go back to man-to-man defense.
Yeah, the 3-2 zone, Princeton kind of carved it up those first couple possessions, got the ball down low for a couple buckets, so Barreve's going to go back man-to-man.
Nick Album with the ball. He's going to get it over to Steven Wilkerson. Wilkerson's guarded by Gabe Gladish. He'll get it over to Zach Dove. Dove looking for somebody to throw to. He gets it over to Albin. Matt Dove pops up. And Wilkerson's going to drive. Good job of cutting him off by Gabe Gladish. Stow with the ball. He's guarded by Isaac Wagler. Isaac really with some sticky man-to-man defense, really respecting that three-point shot. He gets it over to Zach Dove, over to Stow. He'll let go another three-pointer. Up, no good. And it's going to go off Princeton, and it will be Barreve basketball. Bryson Graber is going to check in the game for Isaac Wagler. Good round of applause for Isaac. Tonight's game brought to you by Davis Community Hospital. Better together for better health. Also by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, hats off to Zach Dove tonight. He is really playing extremely hard, both ends of the floor.
And I've got a question. Are they brothers? Are they twins? They're both juniors,
juniors. I'm not sure. I'm thinking they are. They're not identical by any means.
Yeah.
One's 6'10 and kind of skinny, and the other one is about 6'5 And he is thick. He could play offensive line or defensive line.
And Gabe Gladish goes down the lane. His shot's blocked, but he got hit in the head, and that's a nice move there by Gabe, and he'll have two shots.
Yeah, whoever hit him in the head, that's coach is not going to be happy with that because Gabe had no chance to get that shot up on the glass.
That was on Princeton's number 50, Zach Dove.
And Princeton doesn't like the call, but it was a clean block up top, but somebody slapped Gabe in the head, and the referee had the clear angle for that. Gladish's first free throw is up and good, 27-23. Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI TV in Terre Haute. Also by Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones financial advisor.
That's Zach Dove's second foul, so he will take a seat. That's the fourth team foul on Princeton.
And the second free throw is also up and good by Gladish, 27-23. We're down to 2:51 to go in the first half.
Ibarri just needs a few stops here.
Ibarri staying in this man-to-man defense. They'll kick it over to Album. He's guarded by Ainscote. They're looking down low to Matt Dove. He powers up, and he's going to be fouled. And let's see who they get that on. I think it's going to be Ainscote. And the referee coming to the – no, they're going to get Keegan, and that's Keegan's second foul. And I didn't see Keegan that near, so that's two fouls for Keegan. So, and Isaac Weigler is going to come off the bench, and he's going to get Keegan. First free throw is up and good for Matt Dove. That makes it 28-23. Tonight's game brought to you by Landmark Surveying in Washington. Also, the Montgomery-Riverton Club, proud to salute the Barrie Vikings. And also, Indian Creek Quarries, Mount Olive Road in Williams. Second free throw is up, no good. Ainscote with the rebound. 28-24, we're down to 2:30 in the first half. Barrie trails Princeton. Bryson Graber gets it over to Gabe Gladish. He picks up his dribble. They'll swing it over to Bryson Graber. He's looking in the Quentin Yoder. He's covered up. Bryson's going to let a three-pointer fly. No good, but Isaac Weigler on the rebound.
Yeah, and Bryson's not being guarded, but that's not a situation. Bryson stared the post down and then decided to shoot it. That's not a shot that's in rhythm, so he needs to get a better situation where he can get a where he can step into a shot.
And there's a shot in rhythm, and that's Austin Ainscote. He drains another three, and I believe that's 3 three-pointers for Austin Ainscote tonight. That brings the Vikings within one, 28-27. We're under 2 minutes to go in the first half.
That's 11 for Austin. Really good first half.
And Dove shuffles his feet, and Barrie's going to have a chance to retake the lead. 28-27 on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. Princeton leads it. Barrie has the ball. They'll have a chance to regain the lead. Bryson Graber gets the play call from Coach Hughes. Bryson gets it over to Ainscote. Over to Gladish. Gladish gets to Ainscote. Another three-pointer up and good, and Austin Ainscote is filling it. 30-28, Barrie.
How about that, Mr. Doyle? He had four threes at Evansville Memorial in the first half as well.
I think his knee is starting to feel better.
Yeah, I think so too, and I like it.
And here comes Princeton. Album with a deep three. No good. And Barrie all over the glass. And there's Isaac Wagler. And Isaac's just doing everything tonight.
Yeah, Isaac has been everywhere. And he's really doing a nice job.
Bryson Graber in the lane. His teardrop gets falls. 2 points for Bryson Graber. 32-28. Nice move for the freshman.
Yeah, and that's kind of his area. Those kind of quirky shots in the lane off of 1 foot that time. And he was able to knock that down about from 8 to 10 feet.
And Princeton got away with offensive foul as Wilkerson went right at Gladish, used the off arm. Stow with a three-pointer, no good. Quentin Yoder on the rebound. He gets over to Bryson Graber, and Barrie's going to try to go for the last shot. We're under 40 seconds to go, 32-28, Barrie. And Barrie is on an 11-1 run, and Princeton's going to a 1-3-1 trap. Graber over to Gladish. Back out to Bryson. Bryson gets it to Gladish. 20 seconds to go. Gladish kicks it back over to Bryson. Now Princeton's going to sit back a little bit. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the first half.
Looks like Princeton's going to match back up here. Main to man. They tried to get Barrie with a little turnover.
Down to 6 seconds. Gladish on the dribble. He gets a high screen. He's going to go one-on-one. He kicks it over to Weigler. His three-pointer is up and no good. And that's going to be the end of the first half on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. The Barrie Vikings 32, the Princeton Tigers 28. Back to Princeton High School in 3 minutes. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Schwarzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Oden is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Oden. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
the
you.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. We're at halftime. We have homecoming tonight and also senior night, a little bit of everything tonight. A great first half. Good performance by both teams. Barrie leads it 32-28. First half stats, Coach Ash.
Yeah, we'll start with the Princeton Tigers. They were led by senior Ryland Stow. The guard, shooting guard, had 3 3-point field goals and 1 2-point field goal for 11 points to lead the way for Princeton. Zach Dove, the junior big man, had 8 points. He had 4 2-point field goals. Stephen Wilkerson had 1 3-point field goal, 2 2-point field goals for 7 first half points. And Nick Albin had 1 point. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Matt Dove had 1 point. He was 1 of 4 from the free throw line. So Stow led the way with 11. Zach Dove with 8. Wilkerson, 7. And Albin and Matt Dove both with 1 point each. For the Barrie Vikings, they were led by Austin Ainsko, the junior forward. He had 4 3-point field goals and 1 2-point field goal. Austin had 14 first half points. A big first half for Austin. Keegan O'Neill had 5 first half points. He had 2 2-point field goals. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line for his 5. Gabe Gladish also with 5 points, had 1 3-point field goal and 2 of 2 from the free throw line for Gabe. Isaac Wagler with 4 points, 2 2-point field goals. Bryson Graber with 2 points, 1 2-point field goal, and Quentin Yoder with 2 points. 1 2-point field goal. So again, Ainsko led the way with a big first half. He had 14 points. Keegan O'Neill and Gabe Gladish both had 5. Isaac Wagler 4. Bryson Graber and Quentin Yoder with 2 apiece. Quarter scoring, it was 16-16 after 1. And Princeton jumped out to a
I think they were up, was it 5 or 6?
27-21.
27-21 early in that second quarter. Then Barrie clawed its way back and made a really nice run, an 11-1 run from that 27-21 deficit, and they turned that into a 32-28 halftime lead. So Coach Hughes has to feel pretty good about the effort that his guys gave, because it was, I mean, it's just one of those games where the athleticism is all over the floor, the physical, just the toughness that you're going to have. It's very similar to Memorial with the way, you know, their big guys are, good athletes, knocking shots down from the perimeter. It's just a really, really good basketball team. Again, we talked earlier, you know, Princeton 16-4 this year. They've got a really, really nice team. And, you know, just thrilled that Barrie has really come out and played good basketball tonight.
Yeah. Tonight's halftime is brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. Call 254-7625. And if you're Coach Hughes, up 32-28, what are you telling the guys? What halftime adjustments do you make, or do you make any?
Well, the one thing that I know maybe he's already talked to Keegan about blocking out on the free throw, but really blocking out. That's one of the biggest things. Zach Dove has really had a couple opportunities. Wilkerson's got a couple offensive boards. Making sure when the shot goes up, you've got to block out and make these guys go over your backs. Offensively, the ball movement's been pretty good. We got the ball inside a few times. You know, got to the free throw line a few times. Keegan's done a nice job not turning the ball over when he's caught the ball in the post. The turnovers have been pretty low. So, you know, overall, I think Coach Hughes has got to be really thrilled. But again, you still got to work through Keegan. Keegan's got to try to get better position. Dove's been able to push him out of the block area a few times. It's been a good first half. I think Coach would be thrilled if you told him you're going to be up 4 going into the third quarter.
Once again, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Barrie leads it at halftime, 32-28 over the Princeton Tigers. And the halftime festivities, homecoming, going on right now. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to 95.9 The General. Back to Princeton High School in 2 minutes.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC salesman for details.
Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barrie Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and
welcome back to Princeton High School. We're still at halftime. Barrie leads Princeton 32-28. And some other news this past week, the Blue Chip Girls All-Conference team for basketball was announced, and Barrie had one representative on there. It was Karen Hughes, somebody that Coach Hughes is very familiar with.
I think so, yeah. I think he knows her a little pretty well, you know. Congratulations to Kara. That was very good news for her. you know, definitely Kara is one of those players that you love to have on your team. She works extremely hard, both ends of the floor, and definitely deserving of that honor.
And I'm going to go, I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure Kara would have been all conference in volleyball as well this past year, or
I believe so.
All conference in volleyball and basketball, two sport athlete at Bar Reef High School, and one of our many fine students at Bar Reef High School. So congratulations, Kara Hughes, and Coach Ash. Busy week as an athletic director coming up. You've got the sectional meeting Tuesday. You have a blue chip affair. You got Wood Memorial coming in, and then Friday night you have boys senior night against Bloomfield.
That's right. We've got the draw tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and then Tuesday afternoon we have their sectional meeting, and we'll get all of our boys sectional ticket information, and we'll definitely get all of that information out to the public whenever we get our tickets and we get those on sale for everyone. And then, like you said, senior night against Bloomfield Friday night. So we got two really good games, Wood Memorial and Bloomfield, this week. So hope everyone back home makes a good effort to come out. The Wood Memorial game is going to be for the conference championship. Bar Reef has already clinched a share of the conference this year, and Wood Memorial is the other team. They've only got one loss. Bar Reef has not lost in the conference. Wood has one loss against Northeast Dubois. So Bar Reef can win it outright. If Bar Reef does not win, then Wood would have a chance, as they play South Knox next weekend, would have a chance to share it. And we'll see how that goes. But yeah, definitely some conference implications on Tuesday night. And then Bloomfield, like I said, they've had a pretty good year. They've kind of been up and down, but they've got some really nice wins. Got a really good basketball team as well. So they'll come in senior night on Friday night.
Yeah, and Wood Memorial, you know, usually play them a little bit earlier in the year, got snowed out. And this is a team, if both teams are lucky enough to advance, and this is a Wood Memorial team that's won, I believe, the last three sectionals down at Tecumseh or Wood Memorial. They split those hosting, and then if Barry would be fortunate enough to get there, this could be a preview of a regional matchup.
Yeah, and that's the kind of game it's going to be. It's going to be a regional level type of a basketball game. And, Barry met Wood a couple years ago in the regional final. And then the last 2 years, of course, Barry's been up to 2A, and Wood's been able to get to that regional, and they're going to be looking to do the same thing this year. Now, they've got a good sectional as well, playing Dubois and Springs Valley as well, Tecumseh, so they'll have a tough sectional just like the Barry sectional at Lagodi.
Yeah, and, Bloomfield, a traditional 1A team that, is always a very good last opponent of the year, kind of test you right before sectional action, and gives you a good indication of what you're doing well, what you're not doing so well. So, and it's also going to be a chance for Bar Reef to honor their three seniors, Nick Parsons, Austin Yoder, and then
Cameron Graber.
And Cameron Graber. I forgot Cameron there for a second, but just three great seniors, and all three of them are contributors to this team. And that, there's been nights where all three of them had to come in the middle of the game and made a key play, and I just think they've really set the tone leadership-wise for this Viking team this year.
And it's hard. Sometimes your senior year, it's hard when you don't get maybe the minutes that you want. All three of those guys, I'm sure, want to get out there and want to try to help their team, and they've been very good role players, and they've handled their responsibilities well, and just like last night, they came in and played some really valuable minutes. And you just never know when you're going to get called upon. And those three have always been ready to step up and take that role whenever it's been thrown their way.
Well, we're going to take a three-minute timeout. You're listening to 95.9 The General. Bar Reef leads it at halftime. Bar Reef 32, Princeton 28. Back to Princeton High School in 3 minutes.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
Produce Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home is located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. Hello, I'm Chris Seavers, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
Welcome back to Princeton High School as Bar Reeve and Princeton getting ready to start the third quarter. It'll be Bar Reeve basketball, 32-28. Bar Reeve with a late run in the second quarter to take a four-point lead. Bryson Graber has the ball. He'll get it over to Gabe Gladish. Gladish over to Ainscote. He swings it back over to Bryson Graber. He's looking into Keegan O'Neill. Nothing doing. Bryson goes one-on-one. He kicks it to Keegan. His 18-footer is up and short. Down to Isaac Wagler. He picks it up and lays it in. 34-28, Bar Reeve. Johnny on the spot, Isaac Wagler.
Yeah, the rebound just kind of went off of Princeton leg or foot, and Isaac picked it right up and put it right in. So, like you said, just Johnny on the spot, right place, right time for Isaac.
Princeton down to Dove, and that's going to be Zach Dove, and he gets another bucket, 34-30.
That's his 10th point. That was pretty easy, just a little high-low with Dove, and boy, he does a nice job getting post position.
Bryson Graber over to Ainscote. He gets it down to Keegan. He's doubled, kicks it over to Bryson, down the lane, back over to Keegan, 15-footer, short, and Zach Dove with the rebound.
Now Keegan's been short on both of his shots from about
Wilkerson
15.
Into the lane, shot up, no good, and rebounds it. And it's going to go to Gabe Gladish. Gladish on the push. Gladish kicks it out to Ainscote. He thought about a three. He's guarded by Hardiman, and he's going to throw the ball to Coach Hughes as Isaac Wagler went for a cut, and he was not there.
That's three possessions that Barreve's had, and fortunate to get Isaac Wagler the early layup, just being in the right place, right time, and a turnover, and then Keegan short on a 17-footer. So Barry's going to need to be a little more efficient on the offensive end.
Albin thought about a three-pointer. He gets the ball to Wilkerson in the corner. Hardiman up top. Wilkerson lets a three fly. No good. Good checkout for Barreve. Ainscote with the rebound. He'll get it over to Bryson Graber.
They had three guys on that rebound. Bryson, Isaac, and Austin all on top of that rebound. Good job there.
You know, besides maybe the first couple of minutes, Barry's been really solid on the glass. Ainscote with a three-pointer up and good. A nice pass. Credit Bryson Graber on the assist there. 37-30, Barreve.
That's Ainscote's fifth three tonight. 17 for Austin. That's something that in that Memorial game, Jeff, he had a really good first half and then kind of went away that second half. We didn't see it the offensive.
And Stow on the drive there, and he's going to be fouled by Gladys. I believe that's Gladys' second. That's a good point. Good start there for Austin Ainscope. Kind of get that confidence going, especially with a long halftime.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the foul's going to be on Isaac. That's going to be his second.
Well, that Isaac picks up his second foul. Bar-Eve defending the inbound. Stow with another three. Up no good. Keegan O'Neill with a good checkout. He'll clear it over to Bryson Graber.
That was a good block out by Keegan. Good rebound. That was well defended, too, that out-of-bounds play. Isaac had a hand right in Stow's face, making that three very difficult.
Ainscote on the clear out. He tried to go at Matt Dove. Nothing doing. Bryson Graber down the lane. And he's looking for somebody to pass to. He gets the waggler ball on the floor. Wilkerson picks it up, and there's going to be a foul on Keegan O'Neill, and that's his third, and that's a tough foul there for Bar-Eve. That's just one that Keegan's got to let go, but he was diving for it. He was hustling, but just got to think twice.
He was his heart was in the right place, making a kind of a diving play, but that's one of those you just got to run to the other end. You don't want to pick up your third foul where you're 75 feet from the other end of the floor.
The good news is you've got Quentin Yoder, who's been given a lot of good minutes for Bar-Eve in these situations. He's been getting a lot more here lately. So let's see if Quentin can come in and provide some good relief as Keegan will go to the bench with 5:14 to go here in the third quarter.
And we'll see how long Coach Hughes can go with Keegan over here on the bench. Bar-Eve's up 37-30 with 5:14. That's when kind of mark this spot when Keegan goes out. We'll see how these Viking guys rally around each other.
Stow inside to Zach Dove. Double team. Stow gets all the way to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll have two shots. And it looks like they're going to get it on Quentin Yoder. Tonight's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Also, RTC Communications in Washington, or RTC Communications in Montgomery. First free throw by Stow is up and good, 37-31. Bar-Eve leads it. 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Stow will have one more free throw.
Stow's 12th point tonight. He has been the leader here for Princeton.
Stow is able to connect on that, 37-32. Bar-Eve still with a five-point lead. Princeton's going to stay in their man-to-man defense. Bryson Graber brings it down. He gets it up high to Gabe Gladish. Isaac Wagler gets it over to Gladish in the corner. Gladish thought about a three. He slides it over to Ainscope. Ainscope drives it all the way to the hoop. He's blocked by Matt Dove, and Dove gets the ball, gets the board, and he gets it out to Wilkerson. Quickly down, and there's a three-pointer put up, and that's nothing but net for Nick Album. 37-35, Bar-Eve with a two-point lead.
Well, you like Ainscope's aggressive drive there. It was just he's going up against a 6'10". Matt Dove when he was going up with a shot.
And Ainscote's going to let another three fly, and this one's short. Rebound to Albin. He gets it down to Wilkerson. Wilkerson all the way down the floor, and he's going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line for two shots, and Bar-Eve just did not stop the ball on that possession.
I think Gabe kind of got popped in the throat area there. He's kind of hunched over. Ainscote didn't catch that ball. He took the three-point shot, but he didn't catch it clean.
Tonight's game brought to you by JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. Your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. First free throw is up and good, and that brings Princeton within one, 37-36. Tonight's game also brought to you by Helena and Montgomery, people, products, knowledge. Second free throw for Wilkerson, up and good, and we've got a tie ball game, 37-37, 4:06 to go in the third quarter.
It was a quick 7 points for Princeton there when Keegan O'Neill went out, about a minute, and they've already went on a 7-0 run to tie it.
Bar-Eve clears out for Gladish. He gets down the lane. He'll draw a foul, and that's going to be on Album, and Gladish will go to the line for two, and that's a good sight, getting Gabe Gladish to the line.
It's a nice little clear out for Gabe on the wing, and he had an opportunity to drive and got some contact. Gabe really, really looked for that contact on that drive.
First free throw is up and good. 38-37, Bar-Eve. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. Gladys with the second free throw. He eyes it. He flies it. Nothing but net. 39-37 Bari. 3:56 to go in the third quarter. Steven Wilkerson will bring the ball down. The 6'2 junior guard. He gets it over to Album. Matt Dove up to the high post. Gets it back over to Album. Gets a high screen for him. Looks for Dove rolling. Nothing doing. Wilkerson into the lane. Kicks it out to Stahl. He's guarded closely by Isaac Wagler. Stahl gets it down to Dove. He's going to power it up, and he gets it. 39-39. That was Matt Dove on the bucket. Bryson Graber brings it down. Gladish lets a three fly up and no good. And Wilkerson gets the rebound, and here he brings it down the floor, and they're going to get Austin Ainsco on a reach-in.
Yeah, that was Austin was trying to help stop the ball, but it's not a very smart foul there.
Foul number 32, Austin Ainsco.
It's going to be Austin's first foul. So
on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Bar Even Princeton tied up at 39 apiece. Princeton will initiate their offense. They get a high screen for Stahl. He'll kick it over to the left corner to Wilkerson. Matt Dove with a 15-footer up. No good. Good checkout by Quentin Yoder. He gets it over to Bryson Graber. And Keegan O'Neill is coming to the scorer's table, and he'll be in the next dead ball. 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Ainsco over to Bryson Graber. He's going to drive at Stahl. His 5-footer up and good. Nice little move by Bryson Graber.
That was a good move by Bryson. Had a little contact as well, but kind of played through that. A good rebound down here by Quentin as well.
A deep three by Wilkerson. No good. It goes right out to Stahl. He's going to drive it. And there's a block. They're going to get it on Ainsco as Ainsco set up, and he just had his body turn just a little bit. He does not get the call, and it's going to be two shots.
Number 32, Austin Ainsco.
Yeah, and that was Isaac Wagler did not block Stahl out on that long rebound, and that's what gave Princeton that second opportunity. And Austin with the right idea, but like you said, Jeff, just kind of turned his body instead of being squared up with the Princeton offensive player coming in. Where he could have had that charge. He was there in time, just didn't square his body up.
Stahl with the first free throw up, no good. Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. Second free throw coming for Ryland Stahl, the senior. Up and good, and it is Bari 41, Princeton 40, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Bryson Graber brings it across. He'll get the Keegan O'Neill on the right block. Keegan facing up. He'll go at Dove, and he's going to draw a foul, and Keegan will go to the line for two shots.
Yeah, that was a tough move there by Keegan. Princeton fans wanting to travel, and it was close. I mean, we made that spin move. It was a lot of traffic there, and when you do that, you can step on another player's foot and kind of shuffle your own. And Keegan fortunate to get the call on that one.
First free throw is up and no good for Keegan. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI TV in Terre Haute. Second free throw is up and good. Extends the Bar Eve lead to 42-40. Malik Hardiman will check into the game. And Zach Dove will take a seat for Princeton.
That's Zach Dove's third foul. Now him and Quentin Yoder were really going after those rebounds, blocking each other out. That's like an offensive line, defensive line going at each other. Those two boys can hold their spots.
Wilkerson on the dribble. He picks it up. He's guarded by Gabe Gladish. Hardiman over to Album. He's defended by Austin Ainsco. Album trying to drive on Ainsco. Out to Matt Dove. And Wilkerson, he's going to drive down the lane. And his bank shot is up and good. And that ties it up 42-42.
Yeah, Gabe Gladish fell down as he was coming off the screen. And that allowed Wilkerson to kind of have a path to the basket and made a tough shot over Keegan. Keegan didn't want to pick up that fourth foul.
Bari comes down. Quentin Yoder has it up top. He gets over to the right wing. Bryson Graber on the dribble. He's looking inside to Keegan O'Neill. Gladys gets it in the corner. Gladys to Ainsco. He lets fly a three-pointer up and good, and that's a much-needed three-pointer. Bari extends the lead to 45-42.
Yeah, big shot there by Austin. That was much needed, like you said, Jeff. That's his sixth three tonight. So Ainsco go with six threes and a two. Big night for Austin. Hopefully it'll get even bigger.
Into the big 6'10 dove. His shot's going to be blocked by Austin Ainsco, and they're going to get him on the foul, and that's going to be Austin's third foul. So Matt Dove, the 6'10 junior, will be going to the free throw line, and he'll have two shots.
Boy, and Austin's picked up three fouls here in this third quarter. And again, you like to go back. That one foul he picked up around the half-court area was the one that he really should not have picked up.
First free throw's up and good by Matt Dove. Barreve leads it 45-43. We're down to 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dove with the second free throw, up and good. Barreve leads it 45-44. Stahl's going to take a seat. And Devontae Hardiman will check back into the game for the Princeton Tigers.
And Stahl's kind of limping. He took that hard fall earlier when he was driving to the basket, and Ainsco tried to take a charge on him.
And Barreve's going to look to hold for the last shot. Keegan O'Neill gets it out by the half-court stripe, and they're just going to let him hold the ball for a little bit, and he'll bring it over to Bryson. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bryson is being guarded by Devontae Hardiman. As Princeton sags off a little bit, and Coach Hughes is telling Bryson the play he wants. Down to 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bryson on the dribble. Bryson takes it down. He gets a high screen from Keegan O'Neill, picks up his dribble. Keegan has the ball, and they're going to get a foul on Steven Wilkerson, and Princeton's coach does not like it. We're down to 7.7 seconds to go. Barry will have the ball out by half court.
And it's going to be Wilkerson's first foul, Jeff.
Austin Ainsco will take the ball out for Barry. He gets it into Bryson. Bryson's going to go right at Hardiman. Gets in the lane, kicks it out to Ainsco. Ainsco with one dribble, lets a three fly up, no good. And that brings us to the end of three quarters on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Barre Vikings 45, Princeton Tigers 44. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Attention contractors. This is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractors program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. We're getting ready for fourth quarter action. Barreve leads it 45-44. And the possession arrow is with the home team, the Princeton Tigers. Barreve will start Gabe Gladish, Isaac Wagler, Quentin Yoder, Keegan O'Neill, and Austin Ainsco. Coach Ash, what do you look for in this fourth quarter?
Well, Princeton did a nice job that third quarter of getting some opportunities deep in the lane area, in the paint, with it was Matt Dove was able to get low and get real deep on a few high lows. So we'll see how Barreve defends this fourth quarter.
And right away they go down low to Dove, and that's actually Zach Dove, and he's been very effective on that low block too. And he's going to pick up a foul on Quentin Yoder, and Matt or Zach Dove that is will have two free throws and a chance for Princeton to retake the lead, a lead they haven't had in quite some time.
Yeah, and that's Quentin Yoder's second foul. And again, Princeton just able to get the ball in really good spots on the block and lane area. And Barreve, you have to play defense before they catch it in there. You've got to try to make it difficult for them to get it inside, because once they get it in there, it's hard to defend them.
And Zach Dove makes both free throws. Princeton leads it 46-45. We're just into the fourth quarter. Quentin Yoder faces up. Quentin kicks it over the left wing to Isaac Wagler, quickly into Keegan O'Neill. He'll go to work. His 15-foot turnaround is up and good. 47-46, Barreve leads it.
Nice little play out of the quarter break. Keegan with a nice move. That's going to be his eighth point. And Keegan being guarded by Zach Dove, who also has three fouls, and he did not want to pick up a fourth foul.
And Quentin Yoder is going to pick up another foul, and action is getting kind of tight now as the referees are calling it pretty tight right now, and that's going to be one in the bonus, and that's going to be Ryland Stow going for the bonus.
That was not as physical as the game's been. That was kind of a cheap foul.
First free throw is up and good, 47-all. Tonight's game brought to you by Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones financial advisor. Also by Landmark Surveying in Washington. Second free throw is up and good for Stow, 48-47 Princeton.
And Barry with 9 team fouls here in the second half. Princeton with only 3, so that's something to keep an eye on. Princeton's going to be shooting a lot of free throws potentially.
Isaac Wagler gets a high ball screen, gets down the lane, kicks it to Keegan O'Neill. He thought about a 15-footer. Gets it over to Isaac Wagler. Wagler resets the offense over to Gladish. Gladish on the drive, kicks it over to Quentin Yoder. Yoder to Keegan O'Neill. Keegan will drive it. Keegan's going to be fouled, and it looked like Matt Dove had blocked his shot, but he did get a little bit of a hand, so Keegan will go to the line for 2 shots.
Well, that's a tough call there. Like you said, Jeff, he had the blocked shot, but it looks like maybe he caught Keegan on the hand on the follow-through, and that's what they're going to call, and Princeton coach is not happy about that one.
And, you know, it's 9 fouls to 4, so, we need to break every once in a while.
Yes. No need to complain. It's 9-4 right now on the fouls.
And Keegan gets both free throws, and the league keeps on changing sides. Barreve leads it 49-48, 6:44 to go in the game.
One other thing, both teams with all 5 timeouts. Neither coach has called a timeout, which I'm sure that will change as we get going here in this fourth quarter. But both coaches with all 5 timeouts to utilize here in the fourth.
Barreve staying with their man-to-man defense. Wilkerson with the ball out top. He's going to initiate the offense. Gets over left wing to Album. Zach Dove up the high post. Gets it back to Album. His 3-pointer is up and no good. And Keegan O'Neill with a big rebound. He clears it to Isaac Wagler.
That was a great rebound by Keegan, but also a really good block out by Quentin on the shorter Dove. Let's call him that.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Keegan O'Neill on the back. Tries to get Gabe Gladish on a back cut, and Albin was there for the steal, and Princeton comes back.
Yeah, that was just a bad decision there by Keegan. Gabe was not open on the back door.
Long 3-pointer by Wilkerson, and that one hits the top of the iron, and it's going to be Barry ball. Barry with another opportunity to extend this 1-point lead.
Coach calls out a set play here. See if Barreve can execute it.
Tonight's game brought to you by Montgomery Ruertan Club. Proud to salute the Barreve Vikings. Isaac Wagler brings it across the timeline. He gets it down low to Keegan. His 10-foot turnaround jumper's up. No good. Matt Dove with the rebound. Good shot there. Just did not go. Wilkerson tries to get in the lane. Kicks it out to Zach Dove. His 3-pointer is nothing but net. Princeton takes the lead, 51-49, 5:19 to go in the game.
That's a big man stepping out in transition, the trailer. Big shot there by Dove. Barry really hasn't guarded him out on the 3-point line tonight. And it's a big shot.
Gladish's shot up, no good. Back to Gladish, he'll try a 3-pointer. Up and no good. It's go with the rebound. Ball's knocked out of his hands and into Albin's hand. And it's Princeton's ball.
Some good opportunities there for Barreve, just not able to knock the shot down.
And Gabe's shot was all the way down and spun out. Just some tough breaks there for Barreve. 51-49, Princeton with a 2-point lead. Wilkerson in the lane. His bank shot, no good. Ainsco gets the rebound. Ainsco kicks it over to Gladish, and here comes Gabe. Under 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Barreve goes down to Keegan O'Neill, and Coach Hughes wants a timeout. And we've got a full timeout on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Princeton Tigers 51, Barreve Vikings 49. Back to Princeton High School in 1 minute. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Begin Chuckle.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckle's. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckle's convenience stores.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. Princeton Tigers lead it 51-49, 4:29 to go, and it is Barre ball. And what play is Coach Hughes calling here?
Yeah, I think you're going to see the ball go inside. You're going to work through Keegan. Looks like we got an out of bounds. Yeah, Coach called a timeout as the ball went into the post. And so Barre will get the ball out of bounds underneath their basket, see what kind of set they draw up here.
They're looking for Gladish. Gladish out the three-point line. He gets it in to Keegan. Keegan's going to go to work. His 10-foot turnaround jumper right in the face of Matt Dove, and it finds all net, 51-51.
That was a great move against the 6'10 Dove. Keegan just faced him up and used his just a big dribble to the right into the lane and got up quicker than Dove could get up.
Wilkerson with a deep three-pointer. It's up and good, 54-51. And both teams are just trading punches at this point in the game. Under 4 minutes, Isaac Wagler will bring the ball down for Barre Reeve. He'll get it over to Gladish. Gladish back to Wagler. Gladish has denied the ball. They get it over to Ainscoe. He gets it down to Keegan. His pass is going to be stolen, and it's going to go off Keegan, and it's going to be Princeton Tiger ball as Barre got the ball down to Keegan, and he was double-teamed, and his pass got deflected, and it actually hit him and went out of bounds.
Yeah, Isaac was cutting. His man went to double, and Keegan they did a nice job on the double, and Keegan's pass got deflected off of him, and it's a big defensive stop there for Princeton. This is Princeton's biggest lead here in the second half.
And if you're Barre, you need to get a stop here. High-low down to Zach Dove. His layup is up and good, 56-51 Princeton.
Princeton has really executed on the offensive end these last few possessions.
Gladish with the ball in the corner. He gets it to Isaac Wagler. Barre trying to get it into Keegan O'Neill. Gladish gets it down to Keegan. Keegan's 15-footer up and good, 56-53. A much-needed bucket for Barre.
It's a big shot by Keegan. Not an easy shot either. He's being guarded by a 6'10 Dove.
Wilkerson on the dribble. He gets it over to Album. Barre still playing man-to-man. 2:40 to go in the game. Barre trails it by 3 points. Stout gets a high screen from Zach Dove. Isaac Weigler gets over the top of it. Matt Dove, high-low down to Zach. He gets it. His layup, no good. Quentin Yoder and Dove battle, and it comes up with Austin Ainscoe with the ball. Great job there for the Vikings. Isaac Weigler gets it down to Keegan O'Neill. His three-pointer is up in. No good. Quentin Yoder with the rebound. Quinton picks up his dribble out to Gladish. Gladish drives it into Dove. Up and good, and it counts. 56-55, a big play there by Gabe Gladish, but it started right with Quinton Yoder getting a big offensive rebound.
That's right, and Keegan had a really good look from three-point line. Just was not able to connect, but Quinton Yoder kept it alive with a big rebound, kicked it out to Gabe, and Gabe drove hard to the basket, got the foul. Foul's on Zach Dove, his fourth, and Gabe will have a chance to tie the basketball game at the free throw line.
Gabe Gladish lets it go, and it is no good. And Matt Dove comes down with the rebound, 56-55 Princeton. And we're down to 2 minutes in the ball game, and Princeton is going to call a timeout on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Princeton Tigers 56, Barre Vikings 55. You're listening to 95.9 The General, back in 1 minute.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist.
That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. The Princeton Tigers lead Barrie 56-55, 2:03 to go. It'll be Princeton ball, and Barrie's played mainly man-to-man defense. What do you expect out of the timeout for the Vikings defensively?
I think you'll see them come out in the man-to-man defense. You might see, Coach does like to trap off a first pass. You might see that, but you might just, Coach Hughes might see what Princeton's going to do here. Is Princeton going to spread us out here this last 2 minutes and 3 seconds and make us come out and guard and look to foul? They'll be in the double bonus the next possession. It looks like Princeton's going to possibly run some offense, though.
And Princeton running a weave. They get to Wilkerson in the corner. He lets fly another three-pointer. It's up, no good, and there's Quentin Yoder with the rebound. He clears it to Isaac Wagler.
That's the difference right there. Princeton went ahead and ran offense and took a three-point shot up one with 2 minutes to go. You would not probably have seen Barrie do that.
And there's Wilkerson with a foul. He fouls Austin Ainscoat. That's going to be the 16th foul, so Barrie not in the bonus yet. And you mentioned earlier, the next Barrie foul, Princeton will be in the double bonus.
Yeah, so Barrie will be in the bonus the next foul. Like you said, Jeff, Princeton will be shooting two the next time.
And if it comes down to a possession arrow, Barrie does have the possession arrow. Down to 1:30 to go. Barrie enters their offense, looking to get it to Ainscoat. Ainscoat dribbles over, gets it to Keegan. Keegan goes right to work. He lays it in, and he's going to be fouled. Keegan O'Neill with a chance for a three-point lead as he gives Barrie a one-point lead.
He went around the 6'10 Dove and then went up and was challenged by the 6'5 or 6'6 Dove and was able to knock it down. Matt Dove with the foul. It's going to be his third.
And Keegan with the free throw up and good. 58-56, Barrie. We're down to a minute 20. Wilkerson will bring the ball up for Princeton. He crosses the timeline. He's met by Gabe Gladish. They kick it over to the Stahl. He'll get a high screen from Dove. He'll let a long three go up. No good. Chase for the rebound, and it's thrown back into play. Stahl has it. Gets it to Wilkerson. He kicks it over to Albin. Barrie resets their defense. Wilkerson has the ball. We're down to 1 minute to go. Barrie leads it 58-56. Stahl gets a high screen from Dove. Isaac Wagler gets over the top. Matt Dove, the high post, gets it over to Albin. He drives. His layup is up and good, 58-58, 44 seconds to go. And Coach Hughes is calling for wide motion. Isaac Wagler brings it across. We're down to 35 seconds to go. Isaac kicks it over to Keegan O'Neill. 30 seconds to go, and I think Keegan can just sit there and hold the ball, wait for somebody to come and get it and run this last play. Keegan O'Neill has it on the out by the timeline. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Princeton in their man-to-man. Coach Hughes calling out the orders. Gabe Gladish comes and gets the ball. We're down to 10 seconds. Gladish is double-teamed. Gladish with 8 seconds on the dribble. Gladish with 5 seconds. Gladish gets it to Wagler. It's stolen. Wilkerson with a half-court heave. It's up in. No good. And we've got free basketball as we will be going into overtime on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Barrie 58, Princeton 58. You're listening to 95.9 The General. Back to Princeton High School for overtime in 1 minute.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Brewerton Club's website at montgomerybrewertonclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomerybrewertonclub.com. The Montgomery Brewerton Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Welcome back to Princeton High School as we're all set for overtime. Bar Eve and Princeton couldn't settle it in regulation, 58-58. Coach Ash, thoughts in the overtime?
I felt like we were one rebound away. Princeton made a huge hustle play in the corner off of a missed three and was able to get another opportunity and was able to tie the game. Alvin with a big drive to the basket, and Bar Eve held it for the last shot, was not able to get a shot as Princeton made a good defensive play. But like you said, Bar Eve probably fortunate to be in overtime as we got down five with only a couple minutes left. I don't like how this tip-off is set up here, Mr. Doyle.
Yeah, I don't really like it either. And Dove is going to control it. Alvin runs it down, and Princeton will have the first possession. He gets it over to Wilkerson. He's guarded by Gabe Gladish. Bar Eve comes out in their man-to-man defense. Out to Zach Dove. He'll swing it over to Alvin. They'll get to Wilkerson up the top of the key, and he's going to be fouled by Gabe Gladish. And where was that whistle 2 minutes ago?
Oh, Gabe got bumped big time as we were holding for the last shot. There was no call. And again, that's pretty ticky-tack right there as the game has been called most of the night. That's going to be a double bonus. Wilkerson will get two free throws.
Tonight's game brought to you by Helen M. Montgomery, People, Products, Knowledge. First free throw is up and good. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you wanted to be treated. 59-58, Princeton leads it. Just 15 seconds into overtime. Second free throw for Wilkerson is up and good. 60-58, Princeton with the lead. Isaac Wagler will bring the ball up for Bar Reeve. Isaac enters it to Gabe Gladish. Quentin Yoder on the reverse. They're looking to get it down to Keegan O'Neill. They get it down to Keegan. His spin move up and no good. Battle for the ball, and there's going to be a foul, and I think they're going to get Stahl on that one. Yes, and Keegan O'Neill draws the foul. Keegan will go to the line for a bonus.
Yeah, that was just a tough one of those unfortunate plays for Ryland Stahl as he was going after the rebound, and Keegan was right there, and Stahl missed the ball and got Keegan's arm and knocked him down. Definite foul. So Keegan's going to get an opportunity to go to the line. Eighth team foul for Princeton, so he'll have a one and the bonus opportunity for Bar Eve.
Tonight's game brought to you by Indian Creek Quarries, Mount Olive Road in Williams. Also, Yoder Stop and See, Famous Fish Sandwiches, Swartz and Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin. Keegan O'Neill, one in the bonus. Keegan lets it fly. First free throw is up and good. Tonight's game also brought to you by Purdue Farms in Washington. 60-59, Princeton with a one-point lead, 30 seconds into overtime. Keegan's second free throw, nothing but net, 60 all. And Princeton overtime is four-minute affair. I think they changed that probably. It's probably been about 10 years now. Yeah. It used to be 3 minutes, 4 minutes up on the clock. Down to Zach Dove. He works on Yoder, and he's going to be called for steps. And I think that's the first time I've seen that official blow his whistle all night, and I like it.
I like that call as well because he went up and made the basket, and I thought it was going to be an and one, which I didn't think there was really a foul. It was good defense. It was a nice post move, but he must have shuffled those feet over there. It was kind of on the other side of the floor, Jeff. We didn't have a clear look.
Right, we absolutely didn't have a clear look.
But the official definitely had a good look and made a good call.
Keegan O'Neill goes to work, and he goes right at Matt Dove and lays it in. Keegan O'Neill goes right at the 6'10". Matt Dove, and he lays it in, gives Bar Eve the lead, 62-60.
Now Keegan has been a man tonight. He has really played well.
Princeton down to Zach Dove. He goes to work on Quentin Yoder, and he's going to get the bucket and the foul. 62-62, and how many big shots by both teams tonight?
That was another nice move there by Dove. Boy, he is a load. He's had a nice night.
And there's nothing wrong with the defense there by Quentin Yoder. Zach Dove is just a load to handle down there. Dove with the free throw. His free throw is up and good. 63-62, Princeton leads it. 2:45 to go in the game. Isaac Wagler brings the ball down. He gets it to Gabe Gladish. Quentin Yoder's denied. They were able to get the Quentin. Quentin Gets it over to Isaac Wagler, and he's going to reset the offense for Bar Eve.
Princeton doing a nice job.
Gladish down to Quentin Yoder. He's double teamed. He cuts, finds the cutting. Isaac Wagler, no good.
He grabbed the net.
And they grabbed the net, and they did not call goaltending, and that is a terrible call. Oh,
that was awful. That's 2 points. That's a huge call. The backboard's still shaking.
And the ball's on the floor, and Princeton gets the ball, and they're going to call a timeout. And we're going to stay here.
Look at the net over there. It's all messed up.
Yeah, and just a Barry got the ball into Quentin Yoder. Quentin was double-teamed. Isaac Wagler cut down the lane.
Awful.
Quentin hit a nice with a nice pass to Isaac, and Isaac threw it up, missed the shot, but the Princeton defender got into the net, and that is a huge no-call.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, that's a game-changing no-call right there. I mean, that is a basket. The net is still messed up. The goal was shaking as Isaac put the ball on the backboard. I mean, just a terrible, terrible no-call. So now Bar Eve is down one instead of up one with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go.
On the reset, Princeton leads it 63-62 on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. 2:09 to go in overtime. It's going to be Princeton basketball. Bar Eve comes out of the timeout. And their album will inbound the ball for Princeton. He gets it in the backcourt to Wilkerson. He'll bring it across. He gets it over to the Matt Dove, over to Album. Stow on the left wing, gets it to Wilkerson. He gets it down to Zach Dove, back out to Wilkerson. His three-pointer's up in, no good. And there's a rebound by Keegan O'Neill. Great checkout for Bar Eve. Isaac Wagler will bring the ball across the timeline. Isaac gets it to Ainscoe. Ainscoe on the dribble. He's being harassed by Wilkerson, has nobody to go to. Timeout. And a good timeout there called by Coach Hughes. And on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Princeton leads it 63-62. We'll be back to Princeton High School in 1 minute. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC salesman for details.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. Ram Truck.
Back to Princeton High School. Bar Eve gets the ball into Isaac Wagler. Isaac gets it up top, and he drives down the lane, and he lays it in, and Bar Eve takes the lead 64-63. Princeton basketball, minute 18.
That's a high ball screen, and Isaac just went right to the rim against a 6'10 Dove and another defender.
Stow on the drive. He gets in the lane. His layup is up and good. 65-64. Princeton back on top, and we're approaching 1 minute to go in overtime. Isaac Wagler. We'll go right at Stow. He's in the corner, picks up his dribble. He gets it over to Keegan O'Neill. Keegan looking to drive. Keegan on the dribble. And his shot, throws a wild shot. Isaac Wagler gets the rebound. His layup, no good. And Isaac had a point blank layup and just missed it off the back iron. He can't believe it. Tough shot, but he was challenged by the 6'10 Dove. And Quentin Yoder fouls Matt Dove, and Matt Dove will have two free throws with 46 seconds to go. Princeton leading 65-64.
Oh, man, that was a tough break. Isaac had a really good look. He was in a tough spot, didn't know whether to use the backboard or just go right over the rim, and tried to go right over the rim and just came off that back iron.
First free throw is up and good for Dove, 66-64. Princeton leads it, 46 seconds to go. Second free throw for Dove is in the air and is also good. 67-64, Princeton. We're down to 40 seconds to go in overtime. Isaac Wagler brings it across. Isaac will go all the way and he'll lay it in. 67-66. 35 seconds to go, and Coach Hughes is telling the Vikings to pick up full court. Ball gets into Album, and they foul Album right away with 30 seconds to go, and I think that's the guy that Barry was going for because Austin Ainsco just went out and grabbed him with two hands.
That's going to be Ainsco's fourth foul.
Double bonus.
Be a double bonus here for Alvin. He's one of two from the free throw line tonight. He's also made a three and another two-point basket, a big two-point basket.
First free throw is good, 68-66. Princeton with the lead. Got to have a checkout here. You got the two big Dove boys on the block. Second free throw for Nick Alvin. No good, and there's Zach Dove with the rebound. He kicks it out to Wilkerson. He gets it over to Stow. Stow's going to be fouled by Ainsco, and that's five fouls for Ainsco. And just a huge offensive rebound for Zach Dove.
Well, he's been doing it all night. That's probably his third or fourth offensive rebound off of a free throw. And that was a tough one. That was a off the back iron, kind of a longer rebound. That was a tall task.
And that's five fouls on Austin Ainsco. A heck of a game for Austin, and Nick Parsons is up off the bench for Barreve as Barreve is looking to get some three-point shooting in there. 68-66, 24.9 seconds to go. Ryland Stow will be at the line for two shots for Princeton. Still a lot of time. Barreve has some timeouts, four to be exact, so you still have some time to come down. It doesn't have to be a three just yet.
That's right. Vikings can go to the basket still.
First free throw is up and good. 69-66. Ryland Stow, the senior, will have one more opportunity.
Princeton's done an awesome job of making free throws here this second half. They've made just about everything.
And Stow also gets the second one, 70-66. 24 seconds to go. Quickly down, Isaac Wagler goes to the hole, gets it to Quentin Yoder, and he gets fouled and does not get it to go. So 18 seconds to go, Quentin Yoder will be at the line for two shots. Boy, that would have been big to get a three-point play there.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, those were the shots I think that Quentin, hopefully, you know, as time goes on, even next year as a senior, he's going to be able to make those three-point plays. He's strong enough to get the ball up there. Just got to play through that contact.
And the first free throw is no good. And Quentin Yoder eyes the second free throw. It is up and good. And Coach Hughes is going to call a timeout.
Timeout, Barry.
And let's see what he wants. And Coach Hughes is going to call a full timeout. On the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Princeton leads it 70-67, 18 seconds ago. Back to Princeton High School in 30 seconds.
At the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center, or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. Princeton leads it 70-67 in overtime. It's Princeton ball, 18 seconds to go. Both teams still in the timeout huddle. Coach Ash, what do you look for the Vikings to do here?
Well, Barry's going to look 18 seconds to go. They're going to look to get a trap and see if they can't get a steal, maybe 4 or 5 seconds, and then look to foul immediately. But definitely looking for a steal if you can get that initial trap in a corner somewhere. It looks like Barry's man-to-man. So it looks like they're going to try to get a trap pretty quickly and then get that foul.
Ryland Stow with the inbounds, and he'll get it back, and they're going to foul Stow. Stow threw it to Album, who stepped out of bounds, and then Album right back to Stow, and Stow will go to the line for two free throws.
Yeah, good little out-of-bounds play there to get probably their best free throw shooter two more free throws. He's been very good tonight. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of 8 from the free throw line tonight.
And Stow will have two free throws. And Ryland Stow eyes the first one, and it is up and good, 71-67. Quentin Yoder will check in for Bryson Graber.
In for bar ring number 52, Quentin Yoder.
And Princeton's going to take all their guys off the line. Ryland Stow eyes the second free throw. Free throws up, and it is also good, 72-67. Ball into Isaac Wagler. He'll push it down the floor. Isaac kicks it out to Nick Parsons. Let's a three fly up and no good, and Zach Dove comes up with the rebound, and that's going to do it as the Princeton Tigers are going to defeat the Barre Vikings on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Princeton Tigers 72, Barre Vikings 67. Back to Princeton High School in 2 minutes. You're listening to 95.9 The General.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
The Helena Acre helps growers push their yield potential for the greatest return on investment. Seed is one of the first decisions you will make and is the first step for developing your Helena Acre. The Helena team is ready with the best hybrids and varieties customized for each acre on your farm. Contact Brad or Brent, your Helena seed representatives, to start your crop off right and make the best seed selection for your Helena Acre. Seed is only the beginning of the value Helena Chemical Company can bring to your farm. Your field, your acre.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back to Princeton High School as the Barre Vikings drop it in overtime to the Princeton Tigers, 72-67. The postgame show is sponsored by Alex Knepp with German American Investments. And Coach Ash, scoring for tonight.
And we'll start with the Princeton Tigers. They were led by Ryland Stow. He had 22 points tonight on senior night. Good night for Ryland. He had 3 3-point field goals. He had 2 2-point field goals. And he was 9 of 10 from the free throw line, making some big free throws that really took any chance of Barre making a late comeback there in that last minute out of the question. So 22 for Ryland Stow on senior night. Great night for him. Zach Dove with 20 points. Dove had a big night inside for Princeton. Also made a pick 3-point field goal late in the second half. So he had 1 3-point field goal. He had 7 2-point field goals. He was 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Steven Wilkerson with 16 points. He had 2 3-point field goals, 3 2-point field goals, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 7 points for Matt Dove. Dove had 1 2-point field goal. He was 5 of 8 from the free throw line. 7 for Nick Albin. He had 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal, 2 of 4 from the free throw line for his 7 points. So that was the Princeton scoring. Again, 22 for Ryland Stow and 20 from Zach Dove, 16 for Wilkerson, and 7 for Matt Dove, 7 for Nick Albin. For the Barre Vikings, they were led by Keegan O'Neill. The sophomore big man really had a nice game tonight. He had 7 2-point field goals. Keegan went to the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He was 7-9 from the free throw line for his 21. Ainsco with 20. Austin had 6 3-point field goals and 1 2-point field goal. Ainsco had a big first half tonight. Just like he did last Saturday at Evansville Memorial. So 20 for Ainsco tonight. 10 for Isaac Wagler. He had 5 2-point field goals. 9 for Gabe Gladish. He had 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal. He was 4 of 5 from the free throw line for his 9. Bryson Graber had 4, had 2 2-point field goals. Quentin Yoder with 3, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for for his three. So, again, Keegan O'Neill led the way with 21. Ainsco with 20. Isaac Wagler, 10. Gabe Gladish, 9. 4 for Bryson Graber, and 3 for Quentin Yoder. Quarter scoring, it was tied 16-16 after the first quarter. Barrieve led at 32-28 going into the half. Barrieve held on to that lead at the end of the third quarter, 45-44. And then after four, we were still all tied up, 58-58, sending the game into overtime, where Princeton came out on top 72-67 to move their record to 17-4. Barrieve falls to 17-4, heading into a couple big games next week.
Yeah, and the fans got their money's worth tonight. You know, I think after looking at last night's game, you know, it was kind of an uneven performance for Barrieve. You know, they had moments where they played well last night and some moments that maybe not so well. But I thought tonight this was just a well-played game by both teams. A lot of big buckets by both teams. Early Princeton came out and was really hot, really taking it to Barrieve. And Barrieve withstood that fury at the beginning and just matched Princeton point for point and, you know, actually took a 5-6 point lead in the halftime, and just a good performance all around for Barrieve, and one that, you know, this is a game late in the year. You know, obviously you want to win, but you're playing against a very tough opponent, and you want to work on, see what you need to work on here in this last week and a half before sectional.
Well, you're exactly right. The two games we added this year, Evansville Memorial and Princeton, and we played them here within 7 days of each other. And I just think that you can learn so much from playing these type of teams. And, you know, we lost both of them in overtime. And boy, you'd like to win. You felt like you had a chance to win both games. And, boy, you'd like to win them. But still, you know, this team is still a young team. And they have really grown as the seasons went on. And, you know, I think Coach Hughes will definitely – I mean, nobody's going to be happy. There's no moral victories. You played well enough to win the game. We didn't make some big plays that could have helped us win the game. But, boy, you can build on this heading into next week with two really good teams next week.
Yeah, and that leaves us. We still need to pass out some hardware tonight. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Coach Ash, who do you got and why?
Well, we're going with two guys tonight. Austin Ainsco, the junior, really got us going that first half and really kept us in the game. Again, I thought Princeton had a couple opportunities to really run away with it in the first half. It kind of felt like the game was maybe starting to slip, and Austin made some big plays. And then also Keegan O'Neill. Keegan had a really good night. He had 21. Ainsco had 20. Those guys are going to share it tonight. You know, Keegan has really played some good basketball this second half of the season. He's really improved a lot. You see a lot of maturity out of him on the court. Which is really something I think Hughes is going to be happy with. He's just really grown up, and boy, he's making some really nice moves inside. And going against guys his size these last couple weeks, and he's really had some success. So those are going to be co-players of the game, Keegan O'Neill and Austin Ainsco. So congratulations to those guys on two very very nice ball games.
And one last thing, if you tuned in tonight and wondering where the voice of the Vikings is at tonight. Mr. Mike DeCourcy was in Memphis this weekend. Dane competed in a Rubik's Cube competition, and 85 students throughout the nation competed in this competition, and Dane held his own, and Dane came out 21st in the nation in Rubik's Cube. And if you're a Facebook friend of Mike DeCourcy or Amber DeCourcy, you saw how special Dane is with a Rubik's Cube. So congratulations to Dane. And Tuesday night, the voice of the Vikings will be back for the Barrieve Vikings. So that's going to do it tonight. Once again, on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard, the Barrieve Vikings lose a heartbreaker tonight to the Princeton Tigers, 72-67 in overtime. Once again, you're listening to The General, 95.9. Good night, everyone.
This concludes coverage of Barrieve Sports on 4 Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM,
1580 AM WAMW Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.